Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final four in town. Double a header tomorrow night at Target Center. Should be a great atmosphere. The court looks good. The teams are great. Louisville, South Carolina at 6 in the nightcap at 8:30. UConn and Stanford. Paige Beckers returns home with the Huskies, overcomes a big injury, and helps her team beat North Carolina State in the regional final to get to the Final Four. Her high school coach, good enough to join us right now, Brian Cosgrove, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Brian, always good to visit with you. I hope all is well.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on, Steve. I appreciate it. It's a great show you got going here.
Well, happy to see your friendly face at Augsburg at that section final. Providence Academy, you're an assistant coach now at Providence, taking on Holy Family. Great atmosphere at Augsburg. I got there really early, got set up on PrepSpotlight.tv, and then the Providence student section stood right in front of me, and I ended up watching the game on my laptop, trying to do the play-by-play that night. But Providence goes on to win it, and had a great state tournament, so congrats.
Thank you very much. It was a unique experience for me as well, and such great kids at Providence, and I learned a ton from the young head coach, Connor Getz, over there. So just feel real fortunate to be part of the program and part of that school over there.
Yeah, and the high school game has meant so much to you and your long career, and for years as a Hopkins head coach, and being on that state tournament run, there's just nothing like it. And it was a terrific state tournament over at the U, Maturi Pavilion, and Williams Arena. And I couldn't help but think, the last state tournament you were a head coach in with Hopkins, Paige Beckers was there. They pulled the plug on it. That was it. The high school sports season came to a close. I was at Maturi Pavilion, called that game that day, and then that was it.
Yeah, it was kind of a bizarre situation, and I'll never forget it because we were on a 62-game winning streak, and we were about to play Farmington on Saturday. And the night before, we had played Stillwater in the state tournament semis, and they told us, you know, we're going to have the game, but we're only going to get two spectators per player. And I said, you know what, that's fine. I have no problem. Let us play the game, because the NCAA had gotten shut down and the NBA was getting shut down. But I was like, holy cow, they can't shut us down, you know. So we were at school on Friday. I'd been up there watching film since about 6 in the morning and got the call, and then you had to call the kids. And it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do as a coach, is explain to them, you know what, season's over. And I'll never forget the expression, especially on my seniors, you know, they weren't going to get to play. And then on top of that, our banquet got canceled because we were going to have the banquet on Sunday. But yet they sent us back to a school of 2,500 kids. It at the time, you were kind of upset about it because you just didn't know what was going on. You understand it now, looking back on the situation, but you were pretty upset, you know?
Yeah, and you feel for all the kids because you know how hard it is to get there and how hard these kids had worked. And Paige Backers was a part of a very special group, and you've coached a lot of great players over the years.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, having gone through it now at 2A and 4A, it's totally different. But I'll tell you what, regardless of whatever class you're in, the experience is just as unique and just as exhilarating and thrilling for each school. And to have it shut down like that, it was very hard.
Yeah, and, you know, throughout the course of that season, the buildup was, you know, this wonderful career that group had together. And, of course, you know, Paige and you know, playing for so long and really being on everybody's radar, whether you were a casual basketball fan or a hardcore basketball fan, everybody knew Paige Backers, and this was her last high school game, and to have that taken away as well really stands out.
It really does, and the unfortunate part about it is we had a great group of underclassmen who were on that team that went on to win it this year. You know, with Maya Battle, Maya Naji, Nunu Agara, Taylor Woodson, you know, AC Contreras, Kelly Boyle, those kids were all on that team. And it was nice to see them win it this year.
Sure.
But the thing about it was, is Paige was so close with a lot of those kids. And, you know, what I always tell people, you know, enjoy this moment because you'll never know if you'll have everybody back together again, because there's, you know, people go their different ways after games, and you know, it was tough to handle. But yet, I look back on it and I kind of go, "How blessed was I to coach this amazing young lady for, you know, 5 or 6 years?" And you never really appreciate the moment until it becomes a memory, and you look at things and you kind of go, "Dang, the good Lord was smiling on me because I've had so many great players come through." I heard Gino Auriemma say tonight, you know, he goes, you know, somebody asked him, "You only win national championships when you got really great players." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, okay, there's a wise guy, you know, what the heck?" You know, we were very good because we had great players, and Paige was number one on the list.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about this before, and I'm sure you've told this story many times, but the first time I saw her play, it was like, wow, this is a unique talent. It is a very young kid and just continues to get better and better. But you saw day in and day out in practice, the work behind the scenes. You know, people go to the games or watch a state tournament on TV or now watch her play on television. But that is years of hard work by a young woman.
No question about it. I saw her play as a second grader at halftime on the Williams Arena floor of, like, the Gophers. The Lady Gophers were playing, and she was out there playing halftime versus, like, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, and she was dominating back then. And the funny thing about her is, as a seventh grader, we had a really good team. So we won the state championship that year in 2015. She was a seventh grader. And back then we got three halves a night for kids. And so she would play two halves of the sophomore game and lead the sophomore team to an undefeated season. And then she would get a half of the JV game right after that. And the JV team would be either tied or behind. And then she would lead the JV team to the undefeated season. And then as an eighth grader, she started her varsity career. In her first game, she went 7 for 7 from three against the number one team in the state. And at that point, you knew this kid is going to go on to do great things.
Yeah, a wonderful high school career, and leaves Hopkins even without that final state championship game as a legend of the game, boys or girls in this state, and then goes on to UConn. One thing a lot of people don't realize, and few people have been through it, in the recruitment process as a Division I athlete, you've had a number of players go through that over the years. What was that experience like with Paige? Was it always UConn and playing for Gino Auriemma? Did you get that sense early on?
Oh, yeah. After every season, you always have exit meetings with your players. And as an eighth grader, we sat down, and I'll never forget, she sat across the table from me. I go, Paige, if you could pick one school where you'd want to play, where would you want to go? And she said, UConn. And I said, well, I have the coach's number because Marissa Mosley, who's now the current coach at Wisconsin, was an assistant out there. And before that, she was an assistant at the University of Minnesota, so I knew her quite well. I said, let's give her a call. And the funny thing about it is Marissa answered, and we started talking. I said, I got this kid here you're going to want to put on your radar. She's pretty special. And her name is Paige Beckers. You got to follow her this summer on the AAU circuit. And then I said, you know, because at the time I was really good friends with Joe Sensor, the Vikings tight end. Well, he and Gino were college roommates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I said, you tell Coach Gino that I'm really good friends with his college roommate. So we had that connection going, and then she went out and played in a bunch of AAU tournaments. They followed her, and by her sophomore year, Coach Auriemma was all over her and wanted her. And, you know, Paige has always wanted to go there, but, you know, when you get the likes of Stanford and Notre Dame and Oregon and South Carolina and University of Minnesota coming through your gym, it gets pretty difficult. But at the end of the day, Coach Auriemma was an amazing recruiter, great guy, down to earth, very approachable. You know, he won her over, and the rest is kind of history.
And I suppose it's hard to keep track of it because there's been so many good players, and these players went on to college careers and so on and so forth. Do you have any sense on how many times Gino came to town to actually see her play in a Hopkins uniform?
I bet you he came through at least probably 20 times.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, he was here a lot over the course of her recruitment process. And every time, you know, after an open gym or a game, you know, he would stick around to talk to you, or we would go out for a beer afterwards or something like that. I mean, he's just a great guy. He really is a great, great guy. And you know why people are going out to UConn? Because he's a great coach, and kids want to play for him. And that's why they're winning, you know, national championships and have been to the Final Four 14 straight times.
In your experience in coaching Paige in her high school career, and she's gone on and had an amazing career already at UConn and will play in the Final Four at Target Center, what about the behind-the-scenes stuff, though, as a practice player and someone who is engaged with her teammates? And you could see on the floor she makes the players around her better, but what about day in, day out in practice and behind the scenes and the stuff that you can't buy a ticket and see?
Well, you can't because, you know, she's the first one at the gym, last one to leave, you know, finishes first in every sprint, you know, wants to shoot the crucial free throw in the drills, wants to shoot the final shot and all those, you know, the game situations. And just the fact that she worked her tail off for her craft. I mean, she was an amazing workhorse. And the other thing that she really liked to do is she loved to be around the kids. I'll never forget, she would come to like the Hopkins Public Library on Saturdays and read stories to kids, or come to the elementaries and read to kids. And she ran her own basketball camp out in Montana called Buckets with Beckers. And, you know, she was just a real positive person.
Hmm. When she went on to immediate success at UConn Freshman of the Year, I know we had kind of talked about that, and you were good enough to join me one of these nights when I was sitting in for Mike or Henry, I can't remember. But you didn't seem at all surprised that being on that big stage and in that spotlight that you would have success. And then the adversity and the injury this year, and a lot of basketball fans say, oh, it's a bummer, she might not be back or able to, you know, potentially come to the Final Four. There's no guarantees. But her comeback and then her performance in that regional final, I suppose you weren't a bit surprised.
Well, I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to lie. I thought she'd go out to UConn and be great. I didn't think she'd win College Player of the Year in her freshman year.
For sure.
You know, I didn't think that. You know, when she got hurt, I wasn't 1,000% sure she'd be able to make it back. And then when I watched her play, you could see she wasn't the same old Paige. But as this thing wore on and she got more confident with her injury, you could see that she was coming back. And then as that game wore on, I was like, well, she's got 4 points in the first half. The team is up. They're in good shape. And then on the other hand, I was like, you know what? NC State's going, we're only down 4 or 6 at the half, and we're not playing that well. We're in good shape. So I was sitting there thinking, well, if they're going to win this, Paige is going to have to play a lot better this half. And as that half went on, and then they got to overtime, I was like, Paige is putting this team on her back. She's going to win this thing. It's just a matter of time. You could see it coming.
Yeah, and that had to be so thrilling because of how much time you've spent with her in the gym and at games to see that. I suppose that was just a thrilling moment for you, and I suppose you feel that success for all your former players that go on and whatever success they have. But in that moment, that had to be something for you.
It was really special. We were at Main Street Bar and Grill in downtown Hopkins, and I was with Ted Reverso, the Augsburg women's head coach, and we were diagramming plays on napkins. And we're saying they got to do this, they got to do that. And the whole bar, I mean, it became Becker's headquarters. And everyone was high-fiving and screaming at the TVs. And it was just a really cool environment to know that, you know, the town of Hopkins was behind. They kept calling her Paige Buckets. And, you know, they were high-fiving us and screaming at the TVs. It was really a cool environment.
Yeah, and, you know, to step up in a big spot like that and get UConn back to their 14th consecutive Final Four, you know, the history and the pressure and all the expectations that go on, it didn't seem to be too much for her.
No. I mean, I will tell you this, her junior and senior year, I mean, we would play in front of, you know, I bet you 2,000 to 1,000 people every night. And I remember going to Farmington. It was like the second or third game of her senior year, and the place was packed, and the whole crowd was yelling, overrated, overrated. And she would just come down, drop a dime on somebody or hit the three, and, you know, she would just, hey, this is how I roll. And she was just really used to that kind of pressure. She was. Her junior year, she was sicker than a dog for the state championship, and she willed our team to a state championship her junior year, so. Her sophomore year, unfortunately, we didn't win it, but it wasn't because of Paige. She scored 47 in that game against Eastview. So, I mean, she's always stepped up in big games. And that's why my money, I'll tell you what, my money's on UConn. Now, of course, I'm biased, but yet, mark my words, this is the stuff of fairy tales. It really is.
Yeah, and what's crazy about it, we brought it up earlier in the show, and I think a lot of people get this sense that UConn gets the win over North Carolina State in a great regional final, and they're on the way to another Final Four, and they're going to be, as Chris Tubbs pointed out, over 1,300 miles from Storrs, Connecticut, and they're going to have one of the great home court advantages Friday night in Final Four history. I mean, my sense is it's going to feel like a UConn home game tomorrow night.
I agree, Steve. I just think there's going to be so many people there cheering for UConn simply because of Paige and the type of person that she is, as well as being from Minnesota. I think it's going to be a great environment for UConn. I'm hoping they can pull it out. I'm hoping for Coach Ariyama as well as Paige because just they're great people.
Yeah. Well, great teams, great tournament, Final Four, Brian. Always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me on, Steve. I really appreciate it and doing a great job here. So good to see you at the tournament, and thanks for the coverage of high school sports, buddy.
All right, there he is, Brian Cosgriff, Paige Becker's high school coach at Hopkins, and he joined us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.